I decided to run for full term as an at-large board member.
Seals Nevergold says it's time to put children first and foremost. She was appointed to the school board in January of 2012 when Chris Jacobs left to become Erie County Clerk. Seals Nevergold tells WBFO News, despite the difficult crisis surrounding the school district, she wants to continue her work.
And I think that staying the course, so to speak, and being a part of the incremental changes and the positive changes is important if we're going to see any long-term change in the student achievement.
School board member Carol Palladino had filed a petition asking the state to remove her, saying Seals Nevergold violated district policy because she never ran in last May's school board election. But Seals Nevergold accused Palladino of bullying her.
And I really do believe it's bullying on his part. He carries a great deal of weight, certainly in the community, and he's throwing that weight around by the actions that he's taking. As a sitting board member, I would hope that he would also begin to look at and focus on the positive changes that are happening and the ways in which he can help.
Seals Nevergold admits there will be a challenge in her campaign for the at-large seat. She says she does not believe there are 25,000 failing school students, but does recognize the failing city schools. Seals Nevergold even noted that her own granddaughter attends Montessori in Buffalo, one of the city's failing schools.
My granddaughter comes home excited about learning. I see that she's learning every day. We talk with the teachers. We understand what's happening within the school. And standpoint, I have the personal investment, I guess, in seeing the public schools do well.
Seals Nevergold says it's time to reframe the conversation in the district from failures to successes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.